Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. And that's why today we continue with a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In just a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of this year's brand new Daily Hope Advent Calendar. It's beautiful. Just go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 1 of a message called How to Win Over Persistent Temptations.
If I want to get victory over the areas of my life that I keep stumbling in, the habits, then I go, I don't like these things about me, but I just keep doing them over and over and over. How do I break that cycle in my life? Well, there are 8 or 9 things that you do. Number 1, first thing, understand how temptation works. You can't defeat temptation if you don't understand how it works. Now, the only good thing we can say about Satan is that he doesn't have any new ideas. He's used the same temptations over and over for thousands of years. The ones that he used on the first couple, Adam and Eve, he's still using today. He doesn't have any new strategy. And that's why the Bible says we don't want you to be ignorant of how Satan works in your life, because when you understand how he works, then you go, I see it coming. And the key is not resisting those temptations, but rethinking and knowing how to respond to what you know is a predictable pattern that he has in tempting you. Now, that pattern is in Genesis chapter 3, in the very first temptation where Satan comes to Eve and he says, look at this good fruit over here. God had said, you can eat of any of the tree except this one. It was a minimum amount. And the Bible says it looked good for food. And he said, did God really say don't eat this? And then he said, go ahead and try it. And he said, you know, you're not going to die if you eat this. You're going to be a God yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a pattern that Satan uses in your life literally every day. And it's there. I wrote it down there on your outline. The pattern for temptation. Every temptation goes through these same 4 steps. The first is it starts with a wrong desire inside of me. Now, let me clarify that. You have a lot of normal desires, like you have a desire for food, you have a desire for sex, you have a desire to breathe, you have a desire to be loved. There's nothing wrong with those desires. But when we go to have those desires met in our lives in the wrong way or at the wrong time, then it becomes temptation. That makes sense? Temptation takes something that's routine in your life and it turns it into runaway. And all of a sudden, you can't think about anything else but that. Any desire, even a good desire, out of control becomes destructive. So it starts with a desire. Step 2 is then Satan says, doubt God's word. And he goes, did God really say? And then he substitutes that doubt with his deception. Every time you sin, you're believing a lie that's not the truth. All of a sudden, you've not believed what God said, you've believed what Satan said, and that's a lie. So we go from desire to doubt to deception, okay? And when I agree with that and I believe, I know what'll make me more happy than God does, I've just bought into a lie. Everybody's doing it, I've just bought into a lie. There's no problem with this. It's not that bad. I've just bought into a lie. And when I do that, then we go to the 4th step, which is disobedience. And then I get hooked and defeated. Now, once you understand that, the second thing you need to know is I need to know what makes me vulnerable. In Ephesians chapter 4 in the Bible, it says, verse 27, do not give the devil a foothold. He said, don't give him a place in your life he can start leveraging to tempt you and to get you messed up and to get you off out of whack. Now, what's the most common foothold Satan gets into your life? Do you know what it is? Do you know what is the most common foothold that you give Satan in your life that allows him then to do all these temptations? I'll tell you what it is. Any negative emotion. Anytime you have a negative emotion, you've just given Satan a foothold in your life. And you're going to be more vulnerable than at any other time to temptation. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Now, why does God say guard your heart above everything else? Your heart is the center of your emotions.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Fall is here now, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife, Kay, created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and Bible verse. Use it with the companion daily devotional guide to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. We'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift to support the ministry of Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to request yours in order to get your copy in time for Advent. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
To defeat temptation, you don't focus on your behavior, what I'm about to do. Instead, you want to identify the thoughts that you're having and the feelings that come out of those thoughts. Because that's how Satan hooks you. Not your behavior, but your thoughts. What am I thinking? The doubt and the deception that's gonna cause me to have the emotion, that's gonna cause me to get hooked, that's gonna cause me to give in to whatever I'm doing. You see, Satan plays with your emotions every day of your life. He hooks your feelings. You know what I'm talking about? Satan is a master manipulator of your moods. And so he gets you in certain moods. He gets certain emotions going in your life, and those emotions are from your thoughts. And once he's got you emotionally involved, you're done. You're cooked. Put a fork in it. It's over, okay? Because the behavior is going to happen once your emotions have kicked in. Then I want to do this. And my emotions are going to lead me. So he's a manipulator of your moods. Now, you are far more vulnerable to temptation when you have certain emotions in your life than at other times. Sometimes Satan can tempt you. Doesn't bother you at all because you're not emotionally hooked. But when certain emotions, negative emotions, start rising in your life, you're getting set up by Satan for a downfall. All right? Now, today, I want to give you a little spiritual EKG. The Bible says guard your heart. I want you to do a heart checkup right now because you need to know your current emotional status and what's out of whack so that then you go, well, I don't want to be vulnerable in this area. Now, I've given you a list here of emotional states, and I'm going to ask you as I go through these to you to give yourself a number, 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4. 0 meaning being more of the negative side, 4 being more of the positive side. For instance, I've given you 10 things here. Like right now, am I more physically exhausted or am I more energetic and in shape? Okay, I want you to circle If you say, I'm totally emotionally, physically exhausted, I shouldn't even be here. In fact, I may fall asleep on this next point. You give yourself a one, a zero, okay? And I give you permission to take a nap when Tom is teaching. Okay? But wake up when it comes back to me, all right? If you go, no, I'm real. I'm in peak physique right now. I'm energetic, and say, then you give yourself a four. Okay, so give yourself a rating on which side of the scale you're on, 0 to 4. Physically exhausted, energetic, and safe. Okay, how about the next one? I'm going to have you total these in a minute, and I'm going to give you your score. Am I right now feeling more discouraged and pessimistic, or am I feeling more encouraged and optimistic? I want you to rate yourself right now. This is not where you are all the time. It's where you are right now. Okay, how about number 3? Am I more bored or discontented, or am I more challenged and contented? Bored and discontented, or do I feel challenged by life, but I'm contented? I'm not certainly not bored. Okay, give yourself a 0 on one side or up to the 4 on the other. How about, am I feeling right now more spiritually dry and empty? And we all go through these periods. Or am I right now feeling more spiritually growing? Okay, give yourself, rate yourself 1, 0 to 4. How about this next one? Am I right now feeling lonely and distant? Maybe the people I love are in another state. I'm distant from people I love. Feeling lonely and distant. Or do I feel loved and do I feel close to others right now? You know, geographic distance makes a big difference in your emotions. If you travel a lot, you have extra temptations. It's a fact of life. How about the next one? Am I right now feeling insecure or unsure about my future or whatever, or am I feeling more confident and secure? Give yourself an evaluation. Insecure, unsure, confident, and secure. Here's the next one on the spectrum. Right now, am I feeling deeply wounded or hurt, or on the other hand, do I feel understood and valued? Understood and valued. Give yourself 0 to 4. Next one. Right now, am I holding on to unforgiveness, or at the other end, have I forgiven everybody? In other words, am I holding on to anger? I won't let it go. Am I holding on to a grudge, bitterness, resentment? There's somebody I need to forgive, but I don't want to forgive them. So I'm holding on to that. Will you give yourself a 0 or 1 or low score? Or I've forgiven everybody, you can give yourself a 4. When you hold on to hurt, you give the foothold to the devil. Next one. Am I right now feeling sad? Or am I grieving a loss? Or am I feeling happy? Which one do I tend to feel right now? And finally, and number 10, right now, are you feeling more frustrated about something in your life, or are you feeling more fulfilled or productive in your life? Okay, now I've given you 10, so add those up. Obviously, if you gave yourselves all ones, you'd have 10 points. If you gave yourself all fours, you'd have 40. So add them up right now and get your score. And while you're adding that up, I'm gonna give you the meaning of this in a second. When you mix several of these things together, like loneliness and frustration, and discouragement, it's a potent mix for temptation. And that's when you're most vulnerable. When you're frustrated and angry and hurt, that's a mixture, that's a powerful combo. We start justifying, well, I deserve some comfort. And I'm gonna do this, all right? Now let me give you totals. If your total right now, number, is 35 to 40, you're in great shape. You're really in good emotional shape, and keep going down that path. If you gave yourself anywhere between 25 to 35, you're vulnerable, and you need to be careful because you're vulnerable. You're easy pickings for Satan to tempt you. If you had 15 to 25 points, friend, you're in extreme danger. You are set up right now for a big, big fall, 15 to 25 points. If you had less than 15 points, my friend, my brother, my sister, you're in a crisis. You're in a crisis right now. You may not even know it, but you're in a crisis. You need help. Now, What I'm saying is that the more vulnerable you are emotionally, the more you're going to fall for temptation. The stronger you are emotionally, the less you're going to fall for it. Now, related to this is this another question, and that is, how long have you been in this current situation? Okay, is this something I'm just in right now, or I've been in it for weeks or months or longer? The longer you're in the low numbers, the more vulnerable you are to Satan. The longer you're in loneliness and discouragement or grief or whatever, the longer in all of that left side, the more vulnerable you are, okay? Now, we got 9 steps for how to build a system for overcoming temptation. First, I got to know how temptation works. Second, I got to know what makes me vulnerable. The third, and Tom's going to talk about this, is learn my pattern of temptation. You need to learn your particular pattern of temptation. Tom?
We all have patterns. We have unique fingerprints. We have unique heartbeats, unique voice prints. We all have patterns. We also have a unique pattern of temptation. There are things that tempt you that don't tempt other people, things that don't tempt you that do tempt other people. We have a very unique pattern, and Satan understands that pattern and uses it, so you better understand that pattern so he can't use it against you. Because if you understand the pattern in your life, you can identify problems in advance, and you can avoid the situations that cause temptation to be said yes to in our lives. The Bible calls this wisdom. Proverbs 14:8. Look at this verse. The wise man looks ahead. A fool tries to fool himself and won't face facts. So we got to face the facts about our own temptation. The fool won't face the facts. They rationalize. And you know what that means at Saddleback? To rationalize is to tell yourself rational lies. You're telling yourself something you believe, nobody else would believe it. Instead, we need wisdom. Mature people are self-aware of these patterns, and that allows you to say no. What I'm saying is, saying no to temptation isn't just saying no to temptation. It's learning to say no before you get to the place that you can't say no to the temptation. That's very key in our lives. So how do you do that? How do you understand that pattern? There's a few ideas there, the pattern that's true in all of our lives. First, you got to understand, questions to ask yourself. When am I most tempted? What day of the week is it? What time of the day? Is it morning time? Is it lunch? Is it late evening? Everybody else has gone to bed. I'm all alone. When is it that you're most tempted? A lot of us try to go on diets and find out we can handle any diet in the world until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're fine until then, but from then on, it's just downhill. So you got to understand when you're most tempted. You got to understand where. Second is, where am I tempted? Is it at work? Is it in my kitchen where all the food is? Is it at a neighbor's? Is it at some 7-Eleven with the slushy machine that I've always loved? Not me, but maybe you. Is it at the sports bar? Is it at my computer all alone? Is it at the beach? You avoid those places because that allows you to avoid the temptation. You ask yourself, who is with me when I'm most tempted? Is it mostly when you're alone when you're tempted, or is it mostly when you're with other people and they draw you into it? We all are unique in that. So understand that about yourself. You ask yourself, number four, this is an extremely important one. What temporary benefit do I get when I give in? Why am I saying yes? What is it that's causing me to say yes? Is it that I think it's going to give me comfort? Does it seem to give me relief, or it gives me temporary excitement or a false confidence? Hebrews 11:25 says there is pleasure in sin for a moment. We would not fall to temptation if it wasn't fun, if it wasn't pleasurable. To lie to yourself and say, oh, I don't really enjoy it. Of course you do. That's why you fall to it again and again. So you ask yourself, what is it that I'm falling for? And what's God's positive alternative to that? And then you ask yourself, number five, how do I feel right before I'm tempted? What are the feelings that are going on in my life that are going to cause me to trip up? Is it frustration? Am I fearful? Maybe I'm just bored. Maybe I'm angry or lonely. Maybe I can't sleep. I've got insomnia. What Rick said a few minutes ago is what I'm saying again here. You got to know the emotional triggers in your life. What is it that makes you vulnerable?
Okay, so first I've got to know what emotions make me vulnerable, and they're the negative ones. And then second, I've got to know the circumstances, the situations, or the places, or the people that make me vulnerable. Now, if I don't spend time thinking that through, I'm not really serious about overcoming temptation. If you just blow this off and you never really give any thought to it, you're just going to keep falling over for the same temptations, the same habits over and over and over. But if you spend some time and smart people, wise people, mature people sit and go, they're self-aware. What makes me vulnerable? What emotions make me vulnerable? And what people make me vulnerable? What expressions and experiences and situations make me vulnerable? Once you know the answer to that, then you can go to step four, which is plan to avoid those situations. You just plan to avoid those situations. If I don't want to get stung, I stay away from the bees. I don't walk into a beehive if I'm allergic to bee stings. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 26 and 27, plan carefully what you do. Avoid evil. Okay? How do you avoid evil? By doing the first thing. Plan carefully what you do. Avoid evil, walk straight ahead, don't go one step off to the right, off the right way. You know, I actually memorized this verse when I was a teenager living in Nagasaki, Japan, helping plant a brand new church. And I was 18 years old, and the home that I was staying at was the missionary's home up on the hill, and the only way to get to it is you had to walk, I had every day walk through the red light district of Nagasaki, Japan.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you would like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, friends, one of the most common questions that you hear this time of the year is, are you ready for Christmas? It's a question that shows how much preparation we think is necessary just to celebrate this holiday and this holy day. We think getting ready for Christmas means putting up decorations and buying and wrapping gifts and sending cards and planning meals and helping with school plays and church musicals and office parties, and the list goes on, making sure that we help all the people who are in need. But does doing all that really get us ready for Christmas? Will making it through a checklist prepare me for celebrating the birth of Jesus? We both know the answer is no. And we both know that it's too easy to get so caught up in doing too many things, many of them good things, but so many things that we forget the real reason for the season. So you know what? Here at Daily Hope, we've put together a brand new resource that I want you to have. I hope it will help you really get ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. It's an Advent calendar, a calendar of preparation. And each day on this calendar, you'll open one Bible verse. And then you just turn to the corresponding page in a companion book that we've put together, and you read through the very short spiritual growth devotional. Now, it only takes a couple minutes to read the Bible verse and the devotional, but it's going to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ at Christmas. My hope is that this resource, this Advent calendar, will help you spend the holiday expressing your gratitude to God, worshiping instead of worrying, and taking things off your schedule so you can appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. I don't want you to miss the miracle of Jesus this Christmas.
You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st, and we'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift of support to the Ministry of Daily Hope. There are only 2 days left to request yours in order to get your copy in time for Advent. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.